KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, it's sunny and 65 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 84. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. An escapee from the Fort Des Moines Correctional Facility who had been sought by authorities in Guthrie County has been apprehended in Polk County. Authorities say 30-year-old Joseph LeClaire was arrested at around 5 p.m. Tuesday. LeClaire had escaped from Fort Des Moines on May the 18th and eluded authorities who were involved in his pursuit on July the 8th when he disappeared into a cornfield near Menlo. LeClaire was being held without bond in the Pott County or the Polk County Jail, but is expected to be transported to Guthrie County, where he was wanted on a warrant for parole violation. Sheriff's officials in Page County are asking for your help in solving a theft. Deputies responded on July the 21st to a report about property stolen from 2095 B Avenue. An investigation determined that sometime during the last 10 days, unknown persons entered the property and took several tires and rims, a carburetor, a gas-powered two-man post-hole auger, and an electric winch. Anyone with information about the theft is asked to contact the Page County Sheriff's Office or your local law enforcement agency. Authorities said also 51-year-old Terry E. Flowers, Sr. of Omaha, was arrested Sunday afternoon following a traffic stop for speeding in Page County. Flowers was wanted on a warrant out of Pottawatomie County for operating a motor vehicle without the owner's consent. He was unable to post a $2,000 bond and transported to the Page County Jail for holding until Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputies could transport him to their jail. In addition to speeding, Flowers was cited for failure to have a valid driver's license. An accident Monday evening in Page County resulted in non-life-threatening injuries to a man from Missouri. Sheriff Lyle Palmer says 41-year-old Benjamin Green of Jefferson City, Missouri, was transported to the Shenandoah Hospital following the crash at around 5:30 p.m. on the north edge of Shenandoah. Green was traveling north on Highway 48 when he lost control of his SUV, which entered the east ditch. Shenandoah police assisted sheriff's deputies at the scene. The Iowa Department of Transportation's District 4 office in Atlantic reports that the DOT and the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad will begin railroad crossing replacement work on Highway 48 in Shenandoah on Monday, August 3rd, weather permitting. Railroad crossing replacement work requires closing the crossing until 8:30 a.m. on Saturday, August the 8th. That's again weather permitting. During the closure, a signed detour will be in place directing Iowa Highway 48 traffic around the work zone. If you'd like to receive email or text alerts about traffic incidents, road closures, traffic delays, and other restrictions that affect this particular highway route or any other route you may travel on a regular basis, the Iowa DOT offers the My Routes option on 511IA.org. Police in Red Oak arrested 55-year-old Eric Eugene Thornton Wednesday evening. Thornton, whose address was not listed, was charged with public intoxication. He was held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported six arrests. Taken into custody on Tuesday was 36-year-old Nicholas Thomas Rohrberg of Council Bluffs for being a felon in possession of firearm and failure to file SR-22 insurance. And 28-year-old Joshua James Elwood of Stanton was arrested for criminal mischief in the second degree. The bonds for the men were set at $6,000 and $5,000, respectively. On Monday, 55-year-old Paul Francis Williams of Lincoln, Nebraska, was arrested in Mills County for possession of a controlled substance, the bond for which was set at $1,000. On Sunday, deputies in Mills County arrested 49-year-old Stephanie Lee Heitschu of Villisca for possession of controlled substance. As we mentioned earlier this week, her bond was set at $1,000. And this past Saturday, 21-year-old Dakota David Kempton of Malvern was arrested in Mills County for domestic abuse, assault, and harassment. He was being held without bond in the jail. Also arrested last Saturday was 50-year-old Jeffrey Allen Fink of Silver City for harassment in the first degree, public intoxication, and trespass. His bond was set at $2,600. The Atlantic Fest Committee has announced a new location for the motorcycle show at Atlantic Fest this year, which will be held rain or shine on August the 8th. Motorcycles will check in at 7th and Chestnut Street, just east of the city park. Motorcycles will be lined along both sides of Chestnut between 6th and 7th. Registration is from 8 a.m. to noon on that date, with judging from noon until 1:30, followed by an awards presentation on 2:30. There are 13 classes for motorcycles to register in, including a future rider class for kids. Pre-registration is $10 and must be paid through July the 24th. The registration beginning July 25th is $15. Pre-registered participants will receive a free Atlantic Fest t-shirt, and the first 75 entries will receive a complimentary goodie bag. The Atlantic Fest motorcycle show is presented by a sponsor that is by Baxter Cycle and Marnie and Stephens Cycle Shop at Atlantic. Atlantic Fest presenting partner is First Whitney Bank and Trust. Elsewhere in state news, Iowa's governor has authorized new security measures at Iowa National Guard facilities and recruiting stations. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Governor Terry Branstad joins the Republican governors of seven states to make the move. It's in response to the shootings in Tennessee last week that killed four Marines and a Navy sailor. Governor Branstad has told the leader of the Iowa National Guard that he may use his discretion and arm soldiers on guard property where personnel have not been armed before. Branstad had previously ordered the Iowa Guard to conduct a thorough review of security at Iowa National Guard facilities and recruiting stations. Branstad is co-chair of the Council of Governors that advises the Pentagon on National Guard issues. That group is meeting today in Washington, D.C., and these security issues are on the agenda. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Private citizens with guns have begun patrols outside of military recruitment centers across the country and in Iowa following the shootings at two military facilities in Chattanooga. Scientists have developed a vaccine strain that is 100% effective in protecting chickens from bird flu, and testing is underway to see if it protects turkeys. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told the House Agriculture Committee at a hearing on Wednesday that the agency plans to quickly license it for widespread production if it is effective for turkeys. The USDA is seeking federal funding to stockpile vaccine nationally. The vaccine targets the H5N2 virus that killed 48 million birds in 15 states this spring. Development is part of the USDA's preparation for a possible outbreak recurrence. Scientists believe the virus was spread by droppings of wild birds migrating north this spring. They're concerned it could return this fall when the birds fly south for the winter or again next spring. The Iowa turkey and chicken facilities are still working on recovering from the bird flu outbreak. Meanwhile, the state and federal officials look ahead to the possibility of another outbreak. Veterinarian Jack Shear with the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, or APHIS, says the summer heat should prevent another flare-up, at least for right now.
The chances of it recurring in the flocks currently is pretty small. What works in our favor is the high temperature. But what this virus likes is cold, wet, rainy type weather, which we see in the fall and the spring.
Dr. Shear says they know another outbreak is possible when the wild birds start their fall migration.
We know that this virus still exists in the wild birds. We don't know to what extent it's in those wild birds or whether they have had a chance to throw the virus off. If we use the occurrences of what we've seen in Asia and in Eastern Europe part of Western Europe and the outbreaks that they've seen, we know that this can recur. So we're preparing for that.
Shear says they're also expecting the virus to spread after infecting the Western, Pacific, and Central fly zones of the birds.
We're considering the fact that it's probably going to be in the Eastern flyways this fall. And so that's a consideration we're preparing for. We're trying to get all the states, that have the major poultry states are beginning to plan and how they're going to deal with this. They're looking at their resources.
And he says they've been talking with producers in all the states that have been hit by the avian flu to prepare for the next round. The poultry industry will hold a conference on avian influenza next week in Des Moines. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.